You've been appointed to be a part of this Blue Ribbon Citizens Committee on Missouri Transportation Needs, and this group is going to start meeting here very shortly, I understand, a 21-member panel to look at the needs of transportation in the state and see what kinds of things it needs to support it going forward. Rod, what do you think it was about your background that made current House Speaker Stephen Tilley appoint you to this position?
Well, I think probably I've just had a long track record of working on or being interested in transportation. In 2000, when I ran for the office of a state rep, it was a major big issue. There were lots of problems with MoDOT, and quite frankly, I was probably one of MoDOT's biggest criticizers of the problems that we'd seen on the what I call the broken promises of the 15-year plan. I did a walk to Jeff City back then, and after I was elected, my first year as a new state rep, fought any new taxes for MoDOT. There was some initiatives that year to put some more money there. And then when I was in office, we did some bills to reform the Highway Commission, approved some different funding mechanisms, bonding for MoDOT. And then in 2007, as Speaker, I did a big statewide tour on transportation and what the future, in my opinion, held and what citizens and elected officials need to be thinking about. So I assume, of course, Senator McKenna was a former highway commissioner, and so I think he had a strong background in transportation, and I think that's why Steve asked both of us to co-chair this committee.
And you were around at a time when there was so much focus on trying to reestablish the credibility of MoDOT and its reputation among the public in Missouri. What do you think the status of MoDOT is right now in the public's eye?
I think MoDOT's improved their reputation greatly since 2000. I mean, Henry Hungerbeer, you know, was the director of MoDOT when I came on board, and he kind of had a straightforward way of talking and doing things that maybe rubbed people the wrong way. But he was really, I think, focused on getting MoDOT improved. And then obviously Pete Ron came in with new ideas and an innovative way of thinking, and really it just get things done. And we had so many two-lane roads that had promised to be four-lane just sitting undone around the state. And I think Pete Ron got in and just found a way to make those things happen, and we're kind of seeing the end of that right now. And then now Kevin Keats, the new director, he's been in MoDOT his whole career, and he comes in and obviously has a good knowledge of the small districts and the bigger picture, and he's, you know, put forward a plan to cut MoDOT's budget, to cut their personnel, to cut their facilities. And while some people may not like some of those decisions, it's the only state bureaucracy that I know of that's not just whining about not having enough money. They're actually cutting their core budget to try to live within their means, like average taxpayers and families have to do. I think all those things over the last few years have gone a long ways towards repairing the damage that MoDOT did when they didn't keep their promises in 1992.
Those who have followed the situation and paid any attention to it, I think a lot of those folks just think that MoDOT needs a new revenue source, that whether it be something along the lines of Amendment 3, or of course toll roads has been thrown around in the last couple of years. What do you hope to learn new with this group? What do you hope to uncover?
Well, I think there's two things we need to think about, and as taxpayers and as citizens. First of all, what are our actual needs are? What do we need to do two things: improve safety and increase our economic ability, or to keep jobs, attract jobs in Missouri. And I think that's what we want to find out. We want to find out what are the needs that will improve safety and bring jobs to our state, and then what are those going to cost, and then how do we fund them is the big question. How do we fund our needs? And, you know, we haven't really done any new investments in transportation. I mean, I sat up there when I was in government, our budget grew every year, but the transportation dollars were not growing like that. We spend more and more money on all kinds of crazy programs and things, and I don't know if it really helps our state that much. And yet there's no doubt in my mind when we build a bridge or a highway, or even if you talk about a port or other modes of transportation, it's something you can feel, see, touch, and we know that it's there and what it's doing for our state. Some of the things we spend money on, I just wonder what the return on investment is.
When you look at the other members of this panel, you're one of 21 members of this panel. You're going to be co-chairing it along with, as you said, Bill McKenna, but I see a lot of backgrounds are going to be represented here. What do you see when you look at that list?
Well, there's a lot of people that have had a long time interest in transportation, and you know, some of like Estelle Fretwell will be a perfect example. He and I would like to say fought side by side against MoDOT or to improve MoDOT. I don't know that we fought against MoDOT, but we wanted to improve MoDOT, and we're very critical of the promises that they didn't keep back in the 90s. But I think that there's a good group of people representing the different areas of the state, different interests of the state, that hopefully will be able to listen to the citizens as we go throughout all seven districts and help us form a good suggestion or list of recommendations that the Speaker and the House members can consider as they try to shape the future of Missouri next in 2013, 14, maybe 15.
And how important is it that the public take part in this process?
Well, I think it's paramount importance because in the state of Missouri, there's nothing that the legislature or the governor can do to really dramatically spend any revenue without the voters' approval. And there's not been a tax increase in Missouri passed since 1992. And I think the reason for that is because the voters came together and supported the tax increase in 1992, and then the promises didn't get accomplished with the money like they were promised. And I think they've been very leery to give us the state government any more money. So I think we really need to get a plan together that involves the citizens, that the citizens are supportive of, because without their support, you're never going to get the majority of Missourians to support new revenue for transportation needs.
And I want to ask you, too, now, does this mark the beginning of a new return to public life for you?
Well, I'm very leery with all of, I enjoyed my time in the legislature, but I'm very leery. Private life's very nice. It's enjoyable. It's peaceful. And, of course, with all the troubles and conflicts, many of which I brought upon myself, I really hesitated to get back involved in anything public. But I do feel strongly. I've got children, and hopefully we'll have grandchildren, and I want them to travel our roads safely and have jobs. And so, this is something I have been interested in for years and years, and I feel like it's very important, regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat. It affects all of our lives, and so, when the Speaker asked, it's hard to say no if you think that you could do something to maybe help move our state forward.
And when you and I spoke before, you said you did have some hesitation, though, before you did commit to this, right?
Yes, I did. Public life, you take a lot of criticism, and like I said, I brought a lot of it on myself, and I really didn't want to have to get in, to fight the fight, or I had, when you're in politics, you have enemies. So I hesitated whether this is something I really wanted to put myself out there or have to deal with. But in the end, I decided, if we could make some progress and as I said, improve transportation, move our state forward, it'd be worth it. And fortunately, since I've kind of got my life back on the right path and got perspective, and the good Lord has helped me get back to my faith, things have been much better, and I'm able to handle criticism and fighting much, much easier. And so it hasn't been near as problematic as maybe it was when I was. And keep in mind, this is just a citizen commission. It's a lot different than being Speaker. You don't have quite as much conflict.
Well, seven meetings coming up, and they start here very quickly, the first one next week. Are you going to be at all of these?
It looks like my schedule is going to be free for all of them except for maybe the St. Joe meeting is the only one I may have to miss.